Crypto Card Tax Guide, 2026, US, UK, and EU Treatment. Crypto card cashback creates a tax problem that most users ignore until filing season. You receive 3% back in Bitcoin. Is that income? What about when you spend it 6 months later? And how do 200+ microtransactions per year get reported when everyone is technically a separate capital gains calculation? Tax authorities treat crypto rewards inconsistently. The IRS calls cashback a non-taxable rebate. HMRC says it depends on the facts. Germany exempts it entirely after 12 months. This guide covers what actually applies in each jurisdiction with real numbers. Rebate or income? The core question, is crypto cashback a purchase discount, non-taxable, or new income, taxable? With traditional credit cards, spending $100 and getting $3 back is treated as a purchase rebate. You effectively paid $97. Not taxable. You cannot have income from your own spending. Crypto cards complicate this because the $3 comes back in Bitcoin, which the IRS classifies as property, not currency. It can be sold or traded independently of the original purchase. That property classification is what creates the tax obligations downstream. United States, IRS, the IRS position, Reverend Rollmar, 2019-24, treats crypto cashback as a non-taxable purchase rebate at receipt. No income reported when you receive crypto cashback. Your cost basis is the fair market value, FMV, at the time of receipt. The taxable event comes later, when you sell or spend the cashback crypto. That triggers a capital gains calculation. Short-term, held under 1 year, is taxed at ordinary income rates, 10-37%. Long-term, held over 1 year, gets capital gains rates, 0-20%. The IRS distinguishes between cashback rewards, non-taxable rebate, and staking rewards, taxable as income at receipt, per revenue ruling 2023-14. The logic, staking creates new value. Cashback reduces purchase cost. Different economic substance means different tax treatment. This matters for cards like Crypto.com, where CRO staking bonuses and CRO cashback look similar, but are taxed differently. U.S. example. You spend $1,000 on groceries over 12 months with Coinbase card, earning 4% BTC cashback. You receive $40 in BTC across 12 separate transactions, each with a cost basis set at that day's FMV. Tax at receipt, $0. 1 year later, BTC has appreciated 25%. Your 40 in BTC is now worth $50. You sell all of it. Capital gain, $10. At 15% long-term rate, $1.50 tax. Net after-tax value, $48.50. 4.85% effective cashback. United Kingdom, HMRC. HMRC refuses a blanket ruling on crypto cashback. Crypto manual, Crypto 222-100. They apply case-by-case analysis based on degree of trading activity, period of ownership, and whether the rewards came from personal spending versus referral income. For personal spending cashback, the most likely treatment is non-taxable at receipt, analogous to traditional cashback, with capital gains tax at disposal. The CGT annual exemption is £3,000 for 2026. If total capital gains fall under £3,000, no tax is owed. Above that, 10% basic rate or 20% higher rate on the excess. The 30-day bed and breakfast rule prevents selling crypto and rebuying within 30 days to harvest gains. If you sell and rebuy within 30 days, HMRC matches the disposal to the repurchase, which negates any basis step up. UK optimization. If your total crypto gains are approaching the £3,000 annual exemption, selling cashback crypto before year-end realizes those gains tax-free. But to actually reset the cost basis, you need to wait at least 31 days before rebuying the same asset. That creates price exposure during the gap. The alternative is to rebuy a different crypto asset immediately, which avoids the 30-day rule but changes your portfolio composition. European Union. Varies by country. There is no unified EU crypto tax policy. Each member state sets its own rules. Germany has the most favorable treatment. Crypto held over 1 year, 366 plus days, is completely tax-free, including all gains. Under 1 year, gains below the $600 fragrance threshold are also tax-free. Above that, the full gain is taxable at your marginal income tax rate, up to 45%. For cashback specifically, received as a rebate, non-taxable, with a cost basis of $0 since you did not pay for it. Hold for 366 days, sell at any profit, and the entire amount is tax-free. This makes the German strategy simple. Accumulate cashback and never sell before the one-year mark. France applies a flat 30% tax on all crypto gains, 12.8% income tax, plus 17.2% social charges. The annual exemption is only $305. Cashback is likely non-taxable at receipt. Case law is still unclear, but any disposal is taxed at the flat 30% rate. The French strategy is straightforward. Minimize disposals and hold cashback long-term. Portugal introduced crypto taxation in 2023, Law 82-23. Gains on crypto held under 365 days are taxed at 28%. Gains on crypto held over 365 days remain tax-free. This makes the Portuguese strategy similar to Germany's, hold for a year before selling. Netherlands. The Netherlands taxes crypto as wealth under Box 3, not as income or capital gains. Annual wealth tax is approximately 1.5% on crypto holdings. This means $1,000 in cashback crypto adds about $15 a year in ongoing wealth tax, regardless of whether you sell it. Asia Pacific, Singapore, 0% capital gains tax, NIMNIS, no CGT system. Cashback is tax-free at receipt and disposal. Hong Kong crypto tax treatment, 0% capital gains for retail users. Cashback is tax-free. Australian crypto tax rules, CGT applies. Cashback is non-taxable at receipt, taxable at disposal. A 50% CGT discount applies if held over 12 months. Japan, up to 55% tax on crypto gains, classified as miscellaneous income, the least favorable major jurisdiction. Tax scenarios with numbers. Stablecoin cashback, USDC. If your cashback is in USDC, capital gains on disposal are negligible. Receive $100 USDC cost basis, $100. USDC moves to $100 sudo, spend it. Capital gain, 0.22. Still technically reportable, but rounds to zero for practical purposes. Stablecoin cashback is the simplest path for tax reporting. Token appreciation before spending. Receive 0.01 BTC, $60, as cashback in January. BTC rises to 90K by June, making your 0.001 BTC worth $90. Spend it on a $90 purchase. Capital gain, $30. Short-term rate at 24% bracket, $7.20 tax. Your effective cost was 97.20 on a $90 purchase. The microtransaction problem. Using a crypto card daily creates 200 to 500 transactions per year, each requiring a separate capital gains calculation. Last transaction. Amount. BTC spent. Cost basis. Gain. Fianchamstam RC Yetoni 83 to BTC 4 Nantius Chikrona Lunch 50 on Point BTC 14,000 Rand Diaron Gas 40.06 and Skits at BT 39.20 RIE daily total $60 annualized, roughly $354 in capital gains across 365 plus individual transactions. Nobody does this by hand. Export your transaction history to Tax Software Quarterly. Optimization strategies use stablecoin cashback for daily spending. The capital gains are effectively zero and tax reporting is trivial. Hold volatile cashback, BTC, ETH, for over 12 months to qualify for long-term capital gains rates, 0.20%, instead of short-term ordinary income rates, 10.37%. On a $10,000 gain, the difference between 32% short-term and 15% long-term is $1,700. In the UK, harvest gains within the £3,000 annual exemption before year-end. In Germany, never sell before the 366-day mark. For appreciated crypto cashback in the US, donating to a 501c3 charity avoids the capital gains tax on appreciation and gives you a deduction at the full FMV. Receive $1,000 in BTC cashback. It appreciates to $3,000. Donate it. You avoid $400 in capital gains tax, 20% on $2,000 gain, and deduct $3,000 from taxable income, saving $720 at 24% bracket. Total tax benefit, $1,120. Requires itemizing deductions, reporting software tool, card integrations. Cost, features, Coinly, Coinbase, crypto.com, Binance, plus 500 ton, 49,200 a year, auto categorizes cashback, generates 8,949 in Schedule D token tax, all major cards. Via CSV 65,299 year TurboTax integration, automatic cost basis tracking, Zen Ledger, Coinbase, crypto.com, plus 400, 49,399 a year loss. Harvesting suggestions, audit defense, CoinTracker, Coinbase, Gemini, plus 300, 59,299 a year real-time tax estimates, portfolio tracking, recap, EU-focused. European exchanges, 39,199 year supports German one-year exemption, Dutch Box 3, and other EU-specific rules. If you have 200-plus transactions per year, $100 in software saves 10-plus hours of manual tracking. Common mistakes, not reporting small transactions. The IRS requires all disposals reported regardless of amount. If your exchange reports $10,000 in proceeds and you only report $9,500 because you skipped 50 $10 transactions, that discrepancy can trigger an audit. Using FIFO and LIFO saves money. FIFO, first in, first out, sells your oldest holdings first, which often have the lowest cost basis and the largest gains. LIFO, last in, first out, sells your newest holdings, which typically have smaller gains. If your old BTC has a 30K cost basis and new BTC has a 58K basis, LIFO on a sale at 60K saves, 28K difference, x 20% rate, x $5,600 in tax, confusing staking rewards with cashback. They look similar but have different tax treatment. Cashback is non-taxable at receipt. Staking rewards are taxable as income at receipt. Some cards offer both, and the distinction matters. Not tracking cost basis on micropayments. You receive 50 small BTC cashback payments over 12 months at different prices. When you sell 0.01 BTC, which payments did you sell? Without tracking, you cannot calculate the correct gain. Use tax software that handles specific identification automatically. CARF reporting. What changed in 2026? The OECD's Crypto Asset Reporting Framework, CARF, now requires exchanges in 40-plus countries to report user transactions to tax authorities, similar to how FATCA works for banks. Exchanges report total proceeds, your identity, and transaction counts. They do not report your cost basis, purchase dates, or whether a receipt was cashback versus a purchase. That tracking is still your responsibility. The practical effect, tax authorities can now detect unreported crypto income through cross-referencing exchange reports. Compliance is no longer optional for anyone using a major exchange or card issuer.